Morning Trend
with Big Party Began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
Hayneedle announced they're closing their Omaha headquarters, laying off more than 200 local employees. So this was announced yesterday. They get like 60 days notice, and then that's it.
Everybody's sad. So at one time in its greatness, Hayneedle had 700 workers here in Omaha.
Now
100 going to remain at that call center
in Sarpy County, but they're going to shut down the main office there at 90th and Dodge, and they have like an off-site photography studio. I mean, you could, Hayneedle.com still exists. You can still order stuff from them, but
and I can still go to the photography studio if I want to do some prints of me lying on my car.
As I just said, they're shutting it down.
Oh, they are. I thought you changed the plans. I misunderstood. Yeah, you better go to JCPenney's.
I misheard you. I am so sorry.
Apology accepted.
All right, so they had, I didn't know, even know they had a photo thing going on there. Wow, I guess.
I was trying to do a bit.
Yeah, I was running.
Got in the way of the facts. Next story.
Yeah. FICO is changing their credit score rating. Starting this summer, FICO 10 will be their new scoring model. It could be good for some people, could be bad for others. So 40 million people are likely to see their credit scores drop with the new matrix that they're rolling out come summertime. The changes are going to streamline how they decide your credit score.
It should include your Uber score.
Oh, God.
You know, all your social media. Yeah, that's what the Chinese do.
Uh-huh.
So the Chinese with big data now, you know how we see all those commercials for like Rocket Mortgage. Over there, you don't need a FICO score. It's all your big data. So they can determine whether you deserve a $500,000 loan in like a millisecond. They really do. And they include everything like how long you leave your smartphone on the charger.
They
have some kind of matrix of how responsible
you are as a human.
So I'm sure it has all the financial factors, but they're like...
Oh, wow. If that's successful, I'm assuming that would eventually come here. It's just like that damn Black Mirror.
You remember, FICO's kind of weird. They always play with it because they want us to borrow money.
You bet they do. My score is okay. It's the first time ever I've had good credit score.
It's like if you already have a high FICO score, you're likely to get like even a better one with this new FICO 10. But people who struggle, like people who are like trying to like manage debt, pay lenders late, all that kind of stuff, it could spell bad news for you. Like it could end up making your FICO score drop.
You are going to have to have your mom co-sign.
Exactly.
On your motorcycle.
Mom, it's important.
Have you guys ever had a co-sign? Ask your parents to co-sign.
I've been in the position I've needed to and was too proud to beg.
Me too. I wouldn't do it. I'm like, I'd rather have no shoes.
Which is so sad. You know, it's sad on double deals. You never want to borrow money from your family, but it's who you should ask.
That's what they're there for.
Like payday loans and stuff. It's like, it's such a bummer that people go to payday loans because they're too proud to ask a family member.
But it's not like borrowing money from your folks. I mean, if they co-sign, they're basically just saying, yeah, you're safe, but you make all the payments. They catch you if you fall.
We get that.
But it's still a little bit of a pride swallow when you ask.
Yeah, and the reason being for me is that because if something was to go wrong, they're on the line and you're asking them to be on the line. And for some reason, for me, same thing as Jeff, I'm sure, is that I just don't feel comfortable or good. I feel like I should be making my own way.
It's the financial equivalent of, ew, smell this. I mean, you're coming to somebody and going, I have such bad credit. No one trusts me financially. They won't give me money. So will you put your name down?
Yes. They're like, you're 20-something. Of course your credit's awful.
All right, so FICO score is changing.
Yeah. And what's also changing, Vegas is getting a different slogan. You know, their famous slogan for what happens here stays here. Mm-hmm. If it happens in Vegas, that kind of thing. Apparently, their new slogan is changing to what happens here only happens here.
They don't want to make it sound less seedy.
Yeah.
They just announced the Las Vegas Raiders officially yesterday.
Yep.
The name switches over. So now...
Maybe they're trying to change their image a little bit.
They're trying to change it as exclusivity instead of like what happens here stays here, like... It's going to be something grimy that no one will ever know. Now they're like, you can only get an experience like this in this place.
I agree on some things, you know.
I think the original is a hell of a slogan.
Yeah,
it means it's such an awesome place. You didn't even think you were going to do some stuff that you probably don't want to tell people about. That's a good time.
Vegas can definitely...
when the next morning you can only tell half the story, you had a good time unless you killed a hooker.
Then you don't say anything.
It's usually a bad time.
That's a bad time. It's going to be unveiled. They have a 60-second spot running during the Grammys on Sunday on CBS. So apparently that's when they're rolling out this new...
They probably can't advertise on the Super Bowl. You wonder if they can. Can they?
I don't know.
What are the rules? Vegas and...
Yeah, they're part of the...
Well, sure, they could. I mean, it's tourism. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, they could. They just... And they
just
might.
Don't know if
this
they have
is just the first
rules toward them.
I'm trying to think of what happens in Vegas only happens in Vegas.
Which there are some things that only happen in Vegas.
Like
what? Like you said, like waking up and realizing you can only tell half the story.
You do that in New Orleans. You do that
in
Chicago.
You can do that. Yeah, you can do all that stuff everywhere.
But it is fun. I would say like the casinos. I mean, where else are you going to see this view? It's the only view like that in the world. That pyramid casino.
The pyramid is so cool to look at.
How many places can you gamble in the heat and ski the next morning?
You're right. Do you work for them? Because you should. This is awesome. I never thought of that.
It's his side hustle.
I've been there over and over, and I'm sitting to myself going, what can I do there that only
I'm just waiting to lose a little bit, the last remnants of my hair, and then I'll be the new Telly Savalas. Hey, baby, come to Vegas, baby.
Which is amazing because you've never been to Vegas.
Never been. That's why I have to keep quiet. You guys have never been here.
He's drawing a check, but, you know, the big secret is it's just sight unseen.
Everyone should go to Vegas once. At least once.
Don't you think the Raiders, this is a big moment? Next
yes.
year, football, NFL football will be in Las Vegas. That's why we've seen that hockey team. Nobody thought that hockey team would make an impact, and it was amazing. So what's football going to do?
It's completely, it's undescribable, what hockey has done out there with the Knights. Just the pre-party, and then the event itself is second to nothing, man. It's really...
They're going to get put in the shadows.
Oh, gosh. So this... the Raiders coming there, that's all going to be... It's going to be a complete crap show because of the traffic and because of the people and all that stuff like that, but they'll iron that thing out for sure.
Wake up. Let's get this started. Because I need
you now. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, the world's coming to an end.
What the? Ask the doomsday clock.
We saw a bunch of, there's like a locust outbreak.
Yeah, it's the worst in 25 years.
It's at 70.
I have 25 here. East Africa.
It probably goes by which farmer you talk to.
Probably.
Like the really old farmer is going to say 70.
It's 70 years. Yeah, and then with the... We're just kind of having fun without you guys right now, but we're going to include you now and all the different levels of the end.
Well, locusts are a sign. Like locusts were one of the signs of the apocalypse, so that's not good, right?
Yeah, that is not good at all.
I just remember it was like rivers turning to blood,
yep.
Seas boiling over, sky turns to pitch. I mean, this is all just riffing on what I remember from Revelations when I studied in
volcanoes. Volcanoes.
Okay. We've had those. Check.
We've seen those before. Plague.
Check.
Coronavirus.
We got that going on right now. What else? Come on. Fire. We have fire.
A lot of bad things happen, and then people start coming back from heaven. Like, I didn't know how much extra stuff happens.
Like good people?
After plagues. Like good people, bad people. People are dying, and like God is bringing them back to life, and they're floating up like... I'm reading this, and it seems like we have a sequel to The Avengers.
I mean, you know, you say, like people superhero. Coming back to life, you're like, Gandhi, good, Hitler, bad. You know I mean? Like, we're, like, parsing out, like, who we'd like to see come make a,
we don't want
you know,
that.
Redux. Isn't a lot of sci-fi and stuff that we probably read in comic books and most of the movies, Game of Thrones, probably goes back to the original comic book, which was called The Bible.
Yes, probably.
I mean, people read it for entertainment because it was the first book. And it, I mean, there's like dragons in the book.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize there were dragons.
Revelations has got it all. It has it all. It has the four horsemen of the apocalypse, which if you have read Neil Gaiman's Good Omens, uh-huh. it draws into all of that.
So they come
stuff
galloping in, four guys come galloping, or yeah, people,
there's
or whatever.
Famine. What am I remembering? Famine, war.
Pestilence,
and I can't remember the fourth one.
What about
and pestilence is just a biblical term for no Wi-Fi.
Okay. Oof.
Panic.
Which is the worst of the four horsemen.
Yes.
People are like, I'll eat later.
Never mind.
I'll get over the war. But no,
rides
Wi-Fi.
In on a red horse. Famine, a black horse. Plague. Okay. The pale horse, that's the one you got to look out for.
And then the fourth is Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi.
Pestilence. Wow.
The fourth one. Pestilence.
So there's no giant orgies or anything like that at the end of the world?
Pestilence, like you know what it means?
It's no, I don't want disease.
So that's plague. So that's death.
Like the clap and all that stuff, right? Like gonorrhea. We got
that's
that.
Everything. Pestilence is all of the diseases. So it would be
a big war. So you got plague, war, famine, and death.
I don't think we're there yet, people, but locust is one that kind of gets your head looks up. Well, you look up and you're like, okay, is that like normal locust season? And then when they're like, this is bad.
This is the worst. And then we you got to throw in the iguanas also that are
iguanas falling from trees in Florida.
I still love the fact that in Florida they call it the chicken of the trees.
That people eat it. People are eating that. They're selling the meat of the dead ones. It's the most weird thing.
I know. If you had iguana,
call us, because I've never eaten iguana. I've never known you could.
This coronavirus is coming from China. It's from people eating snakes.
Is that what? Oh, okay.
And there was a clip I was going to send to the two of you, but then I didn't want to ruin your day.
Snakes.
There was
gross.
A video linked to like a mainstream news source showing some of the markets, some of these, you know, kind of crazy food markets in China. And it's a video of a guy walking up and he grabs the biggest billy frog you've ever seen. You know, it's dead, slaying on its back. It's like a wheelbarrow of billy frogs. And he bites its head off.
Oh,
gross.
Now, I don't know if he was doing it for a gag to play it for the camera, but it looks like he's eating Laffy Taffy. Like it pulls for a while and then it snaps. Ugh. And I was like, oh my God, he ate it raw.
Nope.
There's a whole different menu in different parts of the world.
It is. That's the same place that eats those.
I'm going to hold up for the nachos.
It's the same place that eats those, like, octopus. Alive? Have you seen that?
No, that, I don't. I mean, that stuff, I'm like, okay, seafood alive. Like, I mean, when you, yeah, because think about it. Like, when you eat oysters, those are alive. When you have a lot of seafood, yeah.
We're talking about cooking. Yeah, we're also talking about cooking techniques. How are we going to cook them? I say this stuff is gross, but you guys, we assume that food must be good.
I'd eat the hell out of
it. It's an older culture that's been around longer than us that tried everything.
I wouldn't eat the bullfrog.
People don't eat food unless it's good. Come on, let's be honest.
You're right.
No.
Yeah.
People eat stuff for-
we know that there's stuff that people ate back in the day because there's nothing else. But then that's where great, brilliant cooks are born because they have to make gross food tastes good.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, we are the only country that wastes so much food. I mean, all these other countries, including, you know, even there where the virus is all at, they use every Porsche. Wuhan.
And Wuhan isn't a tiny village. It's 11 million people.
Okay.
If you dropped it in America, it would be the largest city.
That's right.
So that's what's spooky. You're like, how do you quarantine New York City, but bigger?
But it's China, so they can do it. I mean...
Well, if anyone can figure it out,
yeah,
it would be
China. Storm troopers come into the streets and tell you to stay in your home. It's China. It's a culture. They know to stay in their home. They're not. They don't go rogue there.
Well, it's not the end of the world yet. Yet.
What are we holding out for? We got locusts. We don't have rivers of blood.
Not yet. I don't know, but it's with all the earthquakes and the fires and the volcanoes.
I'll see an ad for Funplex. Our new lazy river of blood. I don't think it's a good idea. It's just high C punch.
Big Party in the Morning, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Powered by Bic Razors. So we are a week away from Taylor Swift's documentary Miss Americana dropping on Netflix, and a bombshell kind of coming out of the Sundance where it screened. Her struggling with an eating disorder. She opened up to Variety magazine about it and basically talked about the fact that she would starve herself. She's very much, one of the things that comes out in this documentary is that Taylor was very much a people pleaser. So it's like, if I got positive reinforcement, that was a good thing. If I got like negative reinforcement, I saw that as a punishment and I tried to course correct to make it a positive.
She's always been so tall though. It's hard to tell, you know, she was so tall, that frame.
Yeah.
That her, she looked kind of thin, but you're like, I don't know. Is that healthy? She's such a tall, pretty gal. Does she say at what age she started the eating
18.
Disorder and at what age it ended?
Okay, 18 it was?
18 till.
So she said there was 18, there she was. It was the first time she was on the cover of a magazine and the headline said, pregnant at 18? It was because she'd worn something that made her stomach look not flat and she just registered that as punishment and she was like, so at that point, I would start to just not eat. you know, and I would go into, you know, photo shoots and they'd be like, oh, this is so amazing. You fit in the sample sizes. We don't have to adjust anything. Like, we can just take it off the runway and put it on you. And she would register that as positive. So it was like, oh, I don't eat. And then I get this positive reinforcement.
It's control. At the end of the day, it's always been about control. I dated a girl years ago that worked at a eating disorder ward at a hospital in Omaha that they had spun up. And she'd come home from work every day with just like the most depressing stories. But one of her jobs was to eat with them. These are parents who've committed their child because they're unhealthy. They've redlined.
Okay.
And it does so much damage. I mean, they look healthy. They're all heartbreaking stories. They're all beautiful kids, boys and girls. And
so she
just got in that cycle. Yeah, her job
was to eat with them, to let them know that it's okay.
Be like, look at me. I'm normal. Let's eat. And she was always, she became friends with all of them. And it was a, you know, tough that.
It's so heartbreaking.
It's like, I can't just be a nurse. I mean, I felt invested in all of them.
Well, Taylor definitely.
When they're boy, it affects a lot of boys too. It was the numbers were going up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So one of the things that she took away from it is she's gotten healthier, obviously. But paparazzi pictures. She's like, I just don't look at them.
Yeah,
she's
that's
like,
you know, a smart thing, right?
It doesn't do any good. It leads her. You know, I mean, she's like, I just can't look at all that stuff. There's stuff that I don't need to see myself every day, which is, I think that's healthy for everyone.
So is this documentary just going to be sad like this?
No, it sounds really fun. I mean, there's other stuff that's interesting.
It does. Sounds really fun. We just talked about eating disorder.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that's one beat in a bigger picture, but
okay.
I think it's entertaining or enlightening to see Taylor with her guard down a little bit. She's always so poised. And maybe this is a chance to see the Taylor behind the image.
You're
not the target audience, buddy. It's okay.
Yeah,
good. You can watch something else.
I will. Thank you.
Grammy Awards coming up Sunday. And new presenters. We've got Keith Urban, Shania Twain added to the list. But also Ozzy Osbourne and his wife Sharon are going to be presenting at the Grammys. So this was after, you know, his Parkinson's.
Well, that'll be a big standing ovation when he comes out. Sharon! I want to see Deborah Dugan run out and grab the microphone and go, it's faxed! It's rigged!
Here's Ozzy right here.
I had a bad fall. I had to have surgery on my neck, which screwed all my nerves in. So I got numbness down his arm from the surgery. My legs feel keep going cold. I don't know if that's the Parkinson's or what. See, that's the problem, because they cut nerves. When they did the surgery, I'd never heard of nerve pain. And it's a weird feeling.
I didn't want to hear this. This is making me sad. I know I did. I'm sorry. Trumped Molly's sad news. Look, my eyes are watering. Jeez.
Am I on? Do I have to out-sad the two of you?
You're up, Jeff. What do you got?
I don't want to.
Don't.
That's not how you play the game.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
sorry. So he's 71.
Is he? Okay. All right. Well.
So Grammys are coming up this Sunday, airing live, CBS, 7 o'clock. Alicia Keys is going to be hosting. Obviously, a lot of people are going to be watching just for the fact that there's been all this dust up about how Grammy's so fixed. Yeah.
She was the former head of the Grammys that either stepped down or was fired. And she's, you know, countersuing and saying there's a lot of ugly that was up there that I was hired to clean up. And then she said it was fixed. By the way, 2 days ago, Ozzy said he's going to try and make some concerts.
Oh.
Black Sabbath, I guess, is on tour.
I think he can sit.
Yeah. The Black Sabbath is banned, and he said he was going to try and make some shows. So think how valuable that show is.
Oh, yes. When he performed, who did he perform with?
At the AMAs, AMAs. He performed with Post Malone.
Yeah, he just sat back there and just kind of chilled and threw his arms up in the air.
So. It's a ways away. It's July 17th.
Oh, boy.
July 17th in Sacramento. He says he's going to hit that one.
Okay. Well, hopefully. That's sad.
Think of the price of those tickets going up. You could be the last time to see Black Sabbath.
At
least he can still sing.
That's amazing he can sing. I've always been like, oh my God, I don't even understand what you're saying.
He's got a good voice.
But you sing so fantastic. All right, 938-9400. Today's your last day to become that finalist. You're going to get on the list to win this trip at Sandals, man. Any Sandals you want to go to, you get a pick. It's 4 days, it's 3 nights, and it is luxury, including you don't have to worry about anything with suntan lotion, really. But we'll get you on that list about 8:20.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the
The Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
The Morning Trend
with Big Party Began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
A massive explosion rocked Houston early this morning. People across the city were awoken by a blast that was seen even on radar.
So people could feel it 20 miles away. It showed up a blip on radar, multiple radar. And then what's so cool with those Ring doorbells is a Ring doorbell catches it, boom, way in the distance. And then you see the shockwave blows the Ring doorbell off the side of the house.
Yeah.
Now, right now, we know of zero injuries. Hopefully, it's just an abandoned business building.
Yeah, I mean...
But it's in Northwest Houston.
It's amazing.
4:30 in the morning, so...
Some of them are saying 4:20. I was like, whoa, bro, 4:20. I mean, that people in L.A. got woke up by an earthquake this week. The Houston people woke up by a boomer.
Like, wow. There was a... Locusts! Locusts!
Twitter, somebody shared a video on Twitter and it shows a fireball from the explosion.
Oh,
the entire structures
massive.
Have been,
Have you seen that? Did you watch that Ring doorbell though? Where?
Oh, it's cool, Molly.
You see, you see a shockwave and the trees move and all of a sudden the camera blows off the deal.
Yeah, and it does this weird...
So it's delayed, boom, and then...
And it does this weird green thing. I mean, if anyone that sees it and knows what that is, I have a Ring doorbell and it doesn't do that.
That's the AI on the camera
that
focuses on motion.
Wow. Okay.
The latest updates out of China regarding the coronavirus. They're shutting down more cities, and now comes word that movie theaters are being shuttered to prevent the spread of the deadly virus, which has claimed the lives of at least 26 people and has spread to over 800. So far, we only have one confirmed case here in the U.S. There was talk yesterday that there may have been a case in L.A., and there was another woman in New Jersey who went to the hospital showing signs, but they say that she is not a carrier.
All right, I saw Texas. They threw some Texas out there as well. Someone might have it. I think a lot of it is just going to be like, hey, maybe it's the flu. And then that's the first thing they're going to run to. What is it, flu or coronavirus?
You know? You got 35 million quarantined in China of 1.4 billion people.
That's like a drop in the bucket for them.
Isn't that a drop in the bucket? Mm-hmm. There's only 330 million people in America.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, I didn't by the capacity. Even know that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, hopefully you don't want... I hope them to cure it. I don't want anyone to die or get sick.
They've been very good about quarantine, and as a nation, I think, you know, their citizens take all of this very seriously. I mean, nobody wants to catch this stuff. But what's interesting are some of the videos and pictures coming out of, like, the Wuhan area where it's, you know, everyone amassed, streets just absolutely deserted. But then you see, like, supermarkets where, I mean, we get ready for a blizzard and everybody runs to Hy-Vee or wherever and loads up their carts and it's a madhouse. Imagine if they're saying you're going to be on quarantine for how long, can't leave. I mean, the pictures, it's like tons.
Where's it again? It's Wuhan?
Wuhan, China. 11 million people.
Wuhan.
And I don't think until this week, no one had probably heard of Wuhan.
I've never heard of it. I mean, when Molly threw it out earlier this week, I was like, Wuhan.
We thought it was Wu-Tan. We were like, Wu-Tan Clan. I'm down. Been down from the beginning.
Yes.
Who's sick in the band? And she was like, no, Wuhan, it's a city. I was like, oh, damn.
Well, remember I told you guys, my mother used to refer to my fella as a Wu-Tan. So that's what I was starting to think.
So this has been bringing this up all week for you.
Back to the couch. Wow.
Woo! Drunkest states.
Why? Because
I don't. Someone else had emailed and said that their mother did the same thing. Called it the same thing. Now my mother's Filipino, so maybe it's something in that culture.
Might be slang.
Yeah.
In that culture. Yeah.
I think so. Utan. What a weird thing to say. I mean, it just...
So she would tell you, like, stop playing with your utan?
Probably.
Or, like, stop grabbing your utan?
Wash it.
Put it away.
Wash your utan. Yeah, stuff like that.
Nobody wants to see your utan.
And you know what? It's not a kid thing. You should still wash your utan. I hope we...
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever.
Drunkest states in the country and Nebraska there to represent. We made the top 10. Number 9, Iowa beat us out. They're the 7th drunkest state.
According to?
This matrix that they came out with.
Okay.
We just want to know how legit, because we're embarrassed.
It's data from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. They compiled this and found that 5 in 10 American adults are regular drinkers. I think that's a very conservative. I think people are lying to say that only 56% of Americans are drinking. Lies. Lies and stories.
2018, we were in 9th place, and okay. Iowa 7, so we've moved up.
No, we're still nine, and they're still 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this might be those same numbers.
I think if you notice, states with not a lot of people tend to ramp up, because I think everybody drinks in the world.
So do I.
And since not many people, like per capita, we're getting hit, because North Dakota is number one.
Okay, no, for the worst.
District of Columbia is the number one heaviest drinking area. I mean,
they included North Dakota.
And then it was Vermont and South Dakota.
Okay.
North Dakota was 5th.
The Dakotas aren't going to do well. Montana's not going to do well.
So according to region, the Northeast is the most drinkiest region, followed by the Midwest. We're pretty close. We're like nose and nose. But you know who doesn't drink much? The South.
Arkansas.
They really dropped off.
Arkansas
Molly, we're
not
only
drinking.
Good at two things in this state, drinking and screwing.
Yeah.
And we've already done one of those this morning.
How drunk are you right now?
Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Too drunk to screw?
That's the name of my album.
Oh my God.
I never had a band, but that's what I always wanted to name my record.
Too drunk to screw.
I would love that record to be made. Too drunk to screw.
That's an album name or the name of a cover band.
I think it's a good name for a cover band.
Like, I see those guys. How much the cover? $5? We're going.
We are so going. Because God knows we're not going to lose our girlfriends to them at the end of the night. They're going to be too drunk to screw.
Wow. It's totally a band that would be at, like, Two Fine Irishmen.
What a great name of a band. Oh, my God. I want to start a band, too. I just need to learn how to play an instrument.
We would be more accurate. Too drunk to play.
There you go.
That would be the first thing.
One leads to the other.
You bet it does.
The Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. All right, 938-9400. That's another show. All right, so what? Tinder has a new panic button? Is that the
deal? They're adding it Tuesday. Apparently, if a date starts getting super scary, you can go into the app and hit a panic button, and it alerts dispatchers.
You mean police dispatchers?
No, they've got like the security thing. It's a noon light. It's an add-on inside Tinder's app. So you would have to download this noon light. And then basically what they do is if you feel like you're in an unsafe situation, you press this and then they will text you. So you don't have to talk and be weird.
But smartphones themselves have a panic button anyway. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Just overall on your phone.
Yep. They do.
Most girls text their girlfriend on a date.
Well, that's what I was saying. I mean, when I was reading this, I'm like, I get it. If you're like I would think that you would just text your friend and be like, this is creepy. Come get me. But I guess at first during this Tinder thing, they'll contact you via text. If you don't answer the text, they'll try to call you. And if you don't answer, then they'll send emergency services.
This shows how sad and weird people are out there. Like, nobody has any friends that you have to use the Tinder cops. Because I don't think they can call 911. Law enforcement would go crazy. Yeah. Really? Tinder's making the decision when to call?
But that's the thing.
Because the conversation
Tinder's
went south? Well, that's why they can't legally, but...
Yeah.
And I think they're just, I mean, it seems
we're all going to give that, this is dumb. You want people to be safe, but.
I think that's what they're trying to get.
We could get somebody killed with this app. Like, girls, if you're unsafe, you know, call 911.
I guess they're also testing a new photo verification tool at Tinder.
For what? For the
bots? So you can ensure the fact that you're talking to somebody and not a bot before you go on a real date. You have to submit a picture, certain poses. Tinder's AI technology will compare those to pictures.
I thought that this was used so you could recognize your date when you show up at the bar because nobody matches their Tinder profile. That's why we would need AI. AI's like, yeah, that's him. Yeah. You're like, no way. No, I know, that's him. He's obviously lying and 40 pounds heavier and 2 inches shorter, but that's him. That's Gary. Do you want to bail or panic? Bail or panic?
That was Gary 20 years ago.
I've had friends that showed up places and the date wasn't anything like they thought it was. The looks, you know, it's completely different.
How sad is that?
Well, it's not sad. It's just like...
Yeah,
how is it not sad that you're lying about what you actually look like?
It's not
order to get somebody.
It's not like you're lying.
We all hold on to profile pictures because it's you think you look good there and you don't look like that now.
I haven't changed my profile photo.
The most honest people are the people who change their profile picture every single day, but they're also monogamous.
Yeah. I haven't changed my profile photo in years. I just keep it the way it is. I'm like, who cares?
You still like look like that. Like once a year.
Yeah,
and you know what would hold us back from updating it is because you don't want to have to update it and have the whole world look at it.
Oh my God,
because
you just like
posted.
It.
You just became posty McPost a lot.
And it becomes a new, like, oh, they got a new profile picture. It's like, just don't call attention to it. I'm just trying to, like, you know, be recent.
Look, back to the Tinder photo. I don't think it's sad. I just think they're just using whatever photo they think they look good in, you know? It's not like there's someone out there going, let's use this photo. They get to choose. That's what if they want to get people in. But my buddy, he was like going... He just went on with the date. It wasn't like this big deal. Like, why, you know, and then that was it. And
most guys assume that the photo's not going to match the deal.
Yes.
Don't you?
Yeah.
And most guys know you're not supposed to go too good with your picture because you don't want the letdown. Nobody wants to go into a date with a letdown. You want to come in low and sell high.
Yes. That's how
well, they're like, this guy's not as ugly as his profile picture. I thought I was slumming. I am, but it's not as bad.
I just don't. I would think that places like Tinder, it's like, let's say that you have to go no filter. I mean, I get angles. There are certain angles that are better, but just the idea of like no filter.
That would be a disaster. That no one would use it. I mean, if Tinder's going, we're not going to accept this picture. You're way uglier than that. Most of the photographs people, women have now, they
way
have
uglier.
The Snapchat filters. So like half the girls you're looking at are a tiny rabbit. Or
they got
a fairy princess with butterflies flying around their head. You can't recognize their eyes or their ears.
Now, I find that hot for some reason. Some people look very hot.
Yeah, we're getting into anamorphic, whatever they call that. Like, believe me, there's some cosplay element going on there. Like, people want to dress up like deers.
Oh, and they got the big eyes and the little freckles. You're like,
yeah. No wonder you don't look like that. You're like, where's your crown flowers and your weird doe eyes?
I'm not
a furt.
Be glad you're not single, Molly. You'd have to dress up like Khaleesi just for a first date. Because all the guys are trippy into cosplay, Game of Thrones.
I'll tell you what, Molly, you should do it. Wylene picked me up one time somewhere, and she had deer ears on or something like that on her head. And I got in the car. I was like, wow.
You're into that, though.
You're a freak.
I'm into
You're kind of a furry.
He's
you guys do masks and all sorts of stuff. You guys have your thing.
Well, you try it, and I'll tell you what. You won't. You'll be thinking the way I was thinking. Like, wow, yeah, little deer. Come on over here, little deer. Horrified.
Just like one of the members of ZZ Top.
There you go. That's probably me, your
style.
Go
with what you got.
Yeah, go with what you got.
Oh. Wake up.
Get up.
Wake up.
You really do have to get up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
On Channel 94.1.
Time to wake the hell up.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Powered by Bic Razors. So the Super Bowl halftime show with Jennifer Lopez and Shakira isn't the only great thing coming out of the Florida for the Super Bowl that weekend. Now comes word Lizzo is going to have special guest Harry Styles for a pregame event.
Man.
This almost seems like it's even better.
It's like just nachos on top of nachos.
Right?
On top of nachos.
With that's a chocolate.
And you're like, we've already ordered nachos. They're like, I know, these are pre-nachos.
Get a load of all of these acts. I mean, talk about, like, you're not even going down there for football. You could just go down there for amazing. It's Guns N' Roses with Snoop Dogg. They're headlining the Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest. And then it's Maroon 5 and Dan and Shay the next day. And then the Pepsi Zero Sugar Bowl party on the 31st. Lizzo, who's going to have Harry Styles and Mark Ronson, will be spinning.
And don't forget about Gronk. He's having his beach party out there also.
Now that was a bunch of bands, wasn't it? It's a music festival.
It is a festival that sold out so quickly.
Gronk
and it was
Fest,
so
it's
expensive.
On the beach.
Cool.
And then you got Chiefs Raiders. You got Chiefs 49ers for the big game.
You bet.
Which they're saying the Super Bowl resale ticket prices are bit up this year over last year. They say $9,000 each is what people are on average spending for a ticket. The face value for tickets was like $1,000 to $2,000.
You think that's the Chiefs factor or was that 49ers?
I wonder.
49er fans are going to have a lot of money out there. But it seems like for the Chiefs, this feels like more of a once in a lifetime for them.
It's been 40 years.
50.
So a lot of people can't afford tickets, but what they're doing, Molly, around the country, they're flying to Kansas City to watch the game.
Oh, cool.
A lot of people are flying into Kansas City to watch the game down at Power and Light. That's going to be massive. Everybody's going to watch the game on the big screen, even though it's cold, all those bars and stuff.
But, geez, the party, if we miss, they're not going to, I mean, the chances of those guys making it again, I guess they're pretty good with the team they got, but... Man, we should go take the day off.
I think everybody should go to the Super Bowl. I mean, for football fans, I think everybody should go at least once. My husband went once to go see the Bears, and he's like, this is a bucket list thing.
You bet. Like Jeff
Prince
and I
played the halftime show. I mean, now Prince is gone. Bears are never going to be in the Super Bowl ever again.
Yeah. So, I mean, sad thing, it's just way down in Florida, and you know, you probably would have had to prepare.
And someone will
show
up with coronavirus, and everyone will die.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Who invited this guy to the nacho party? Beat it.
You haven't seen the footage. Go to your next story.
Yeah.
So, fans are shocked to see James Corden doesn't actually drive during carpool karaoke. I think he must drive sometimes, but
I
guess...
I can't believe anybody would be shocked by that.
I know. Mean, it's this is stupid.
The car is being towed.
That's the thing. Producers said on rare occasion when there's a stunt component and they feel it's unsafe for him to drive, they'll use the rig. But for the most part, he actually does drive.
I don't think legally they're supposed to. Because if he's distracted and gets in a car accident, they're completely... CBS is viable.
Absolutely.
I thought it was mainly a safety requirement that you had to have...
Someone tow you around. I mean, you're obviously distracted.
We all can sing and drive.
He did that one with when Obama was president.
Okay.
And he got on the White House grounds. It couldn't leave the White House grounds. And he was obviously driving in that one because, I mean, he seemed very concentrated on because it was a tight loop. But then there's other ones where it seems like he's driving. But, yeah, I mean, again, being pulled by a rig, not a surprise.
Then you have the sound crews in the car in front. You know, the one when he's attached to the truck. I'm sure you got the production crew up there. So they get real good sound.
All the cameras and all that stuff.
Who's he singing with next? Do we know?
I saw that. I mean, the Billie Eilish one, I thought was the one that was going to be pretty big coming up. I'm not sure who he was filming with where it was Justin Bieber that he was filming with for an upcoming segment in an SUV. And that was mounted on wheels. So Justin Bieber's the next one.
You think he'll
and
do
Justin
a Super Bowl
Bieber
special?
Is having a special little moment. He just notched his first country number one. Who would have ever thought with that 10,000 hours that he does with Dan and Shay? He just got his first ever country hit thanks to those guys. Apparently he had like a little private listening party to his new album the other day. And it was like really emotional. He was talking about how he's surprised he's even alive.
Who's this?
This is Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
And he was just got teared up and really emotional about the fact that, you know, he thought like God's really brought him through a dark time and that there was a time in his life where he was surprised he's even still alive to talk about where he was in that point so and much. How the music industry, I mean, he was really bearing it all during this private listening party.
My childhood in Canada was so rough.
It's
I grew up on the wrong side of the ice rink.
So much sadness.
It's like he's been a child protege since he was like a fetus.
It's a little guy. One thing that fans, I mean, they love supporting the Biebs, but the one thing that people seem to not be a fan of is he's got a mustache. He's like trying to grow some mustache
some
action.
Pubes. Some lip pubes.
Yeah. Everyone's like,
I've seen
no.
him with a stash. He can make facial hair.
He don't look bad at all.
Old enough.
What are people picking on that? I mean, come on. Let him grow a mustache.
I guess fans have been begging him to get rid of it. Please shave that thing off your baby
what
face.
What is the range of a fan now for Bieber? Little girls anymore. I mean, they must max out at like gals in their 30s. He's been around for a bit, right?
I like him.
Dirty old ladies?
Probably.
You dirty old late 20-year-olds that are going. How old is he? How old is Bieber?
He's got to be 30, right?
20. Oh, no.
Yeah.
None of us even know. No one even knows how old the boy is.
Would
who
you
will
date
be
him?
Fastest to Google? He's 25.
He's only 25?
So we actually interviewed him twice.
Yes.
And in one of the interviews, he gave us his range. And this was a young, like 16, 15-year-old Bieber.
That's right. I forget.
And we said, hey, you're coming to Omaha. What kind of girls are you looking for? You're single. And I think he topped it out at upper 20s.
Okay. Well, why not?
Like he was going for a demo. Like it was good for business. What up, girl? I'll date girls as young as like my age, like 14. But I'll go as high as like 26, 27. Girl. Remember that?
That Waterballoon fight.
I forgot. Yes.
That happened.
Oh, the peeps, grow the stash, grow it long. Grow it long. Mustache rides for everybody. Okay, come on. You know that's in your brain, Molly.
Everybody.
KQCH Omaha.
This is
the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.